time for Country Drive. Bridget Fitzgerald is a senior producer from ABC Australia Wide. Welcome back to the program.
Thanks, PK.
Now, pre-polling has opened in Australia's largest federal electorate by landmass. Talk to me about this electorate and how big it is in WA.
So, PK, we're talking about Durack, and it is 1.6 million square kilometres. And if you, like me, have trouble visualising what that would actually mean, it's about two-thirds of Western Australia. So huge area of land, but not that many people when we're talking about the size of that landmass, and lots of people living in remote communities. So in particular, in that part of the world, it is quite diverse. There's mining, there's pastoral communities, horticulture, you know, agricultural grains growers. But there's also a really significantly big Aboriginal community and people living in remote Aboriginal communities there. There's about 16% are Aboriginal people voting there in Durack. And a lot of people were coming out today and they were talking to our reporter who was out there, Sonia Feng, discussing the issues that they think are quite important. And as you would imagine, it's completely different to maybe the issues that are front of mind in, you know, your electorates of Sydney or Melbourne, because it's just a really different life experience up that way. And it was a little bit troubling to hear some of the things that people had to say there, because though there was people turning out to vote, and you know, and in particular, our reporter was out at Roeburn, but there was a lot of feeling that they felt a bit left behind. That things happening in Canberra are quite separate to their life experience, and in particular, that you know, there were so many issues that they thought that maybe they weren't really being listened to on.
Let's just take a listen to David Walker and what he had to say about these issues affecting his community.
We need a lot of help in Roeburn. You know, it hasn't been so far. We got to work in against the gap. We want to close the gap. So it's great to have government to give us hand with that. I think being equal right across the board, everyone should be equal. I think the biggest issue is health. Because of alcohol, it's not being used properly. Overdoing it, over drinking, and it causes a lot of problems like domestic violence, road accidents, a lot of that, yeah.
And that you're right, how different those perspectives are to what we keep hearing in the mainstream debate about the issues affecting people. We hear about tax cuts for higher income earners, things that are really just so divorced from these kind of experiences, right?
Completely different. And the AEC does go to great lengths. They're going to have 6 booths around Durack to get people to go voting, and pre-polling started today so they can hopefully get their issues heard.
Now, finally, Bridget, after global outrage, a golf club in northern Tasmania has decided not to go ahead with a planned cull of local wildlife. Take us back to the start. What was the cull actually about?
So this was a decision that was made by the Launceston Golf Club, as you said, now been reversed. What they wanted to do was, and they put in a permit with the local Department of Primary Industries there in Tassie, to cull native animals, and we're talking about things like ducks, possums, native hens and some wallabies, because of poo. Animal poo all over the golf course. And they said, this is too much of a problem. It's interrupting the game. It's interrupting the recreational activities. So they had a permit to cull these animals actually approved by the Department of Primary Industries there. And since that was done, which was last week, there's been, when people kind of cottoned onto it and it began with residents in the local area telling people, quite a few people have been outraged by this, one of whom was in fact Russell Crowe, from wherever he lives, which I'm pretty sure isn't Tassie, somewhere in the United States or something like that. But he jumped on board and said, you know, this is disgraceful. We need to do something about it. And since then, Rusty must have some pull, because the golf club has changed its mind.
Rusty clearly has a lot of pull. Look, there's a lot of poos sometimes in my backyard too. But look, I'm not going to cull the little puppy that's responsible. Bridget, thanks for coming on.
Thanks, PK.
Bridget Fitzgerald is a senior producer from ABC Australia Wide.